I went out to the Oregon desert and surprised a rainstorm just finishing her spring ritual of dance and moisture. Startled storm lifted soft skirts of white mist and ran away from me, southeast across lava rock jumbled above damp soil, growing green grasses and trees. Spring storm dropped moisture on high ground and into jagged ravines as she ran. I climbed a ridge of black lava rocks, stood high and watched the desert. I turned and walked across the stones. Encumbered by a tentative sense of balance given to me by a drunk driver many years ago, I lost my footing and fell toward unforgiving black rocks above soft volcanic ash of early desert spring. I stretched out my arms and flew, graceful as a gliding bird, gained altitude, soared over rocks, close enough to see damp mosses, lichen, and tiny green spring plants. I swooped toward blue sky above me, turned my feet down, and landed, standing on soft, damp, volcanic soil. Two meadowlarks and a bluebird watched my brief flight, startled that such a lumbering human invaded their sky. They clapped their wings with delight and encouragement. Marvelous, they sang, now do this. They moved their graceful wings in glorious flight, circled each other just above where sky becomes earth, and circled me. I loved their generous willingness to share the sky with me. I said, I think that brief moment of glory, born of necessity, was it for me. The memory of flight fills me with new life. They sang and flew toward spring storm. She had stopped beyond the second ravine to watch. She listened and rose, whitely translucent toward blue sky, and gathered warmth of golden sunlight into her whiteness as she rose.